Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, where we break down the latest ASX announcements from public companies that are doing interesting things. Today's Bulls and Bears report is brought to you by AVZ Minerals, ASX code AVZ. I'm Matt Burney, and I'm joined now on 6PR by the Managing Director of AVZ Minerals, Nigel Ferguson. Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Matt.
AVZ is developing the world-class Nono Lithium Project in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is one of the largest hard rock lithium deposits in the world today. It boasts a massive 400 million tonne resource grading 1.65% lithium oxide, and the company's definitive feasibility study on the project shows an off-the-scale projected annual profit of some $600 million a year. Firstly, Nigel, you punched out some stunning drill results recently at Nono. What were the headline numbers from that drill campaign?
Leading off, the biggest one, obviously, 279 metres at 1.45%. Within that, we had a higher grade core of 203 metres at 1.59%. And then as we're coming back up the wedge, 138 metres at 1.59%. And I'll say that they're all from surface, the bottom of the historical pit.
So I'm guessing the new results will likely add to your already huge lithium resource at the project. Is that right?
That's correct. We had originally about 11 million tonnes of inferred resources. All of this drilling is designed to bring them up into indicated, if not a little bit higher, into measured in resources. And with that, we get obviously a lowest ratio, 0.3 to 1 is what we're expecting. An increased mine life, 4 reserves are up, open pit size is larger, probably another 5 to 10% on the DCF as well.
And I see that monster drill intersection is mineralised right from surface, which is pretty extraordinary. What does that do to the economics of mining it?
Yeah, look, previously we were treating this 10 million, 11 million tonnes as waste because we couldn't get it into the reserves. So that changes everything for us now. So it's straight from strip ratio of 0. We're mining all right from go.
Have you pre-sold any lithium from the project? Do you have any offtake agreements there yet?
We have Ganfeng on for 160,000 tonnes per annum. That's the first one out on the spodumene concentrate.
That's the Chinese one,
is it? So they're in for 160,000 tonnes of the 550. And we've got about 4 or 5 other groups that are very interested in taking large chunks as well. So I think we're probably going to be oversubscribed on our SC6.
I see your DFS shows a projected capital expenditure of around $500 million. How are you planning to fund it?
We're in pretty advanced negotiations with a group of Pan-African DFIs. They're the likes of, say, CIC, PCA, African Finance Corp, etc. They're very keen on the project. We've had 2 meetings with them online to bring them up to speed with where we're at, and we just need to tick boxes with them to be able to get things across the line. I think we should be able to satisfy around about 80% of the required cash with those gentlemen.
Nigel Ferguson from AVZ Minerals, thanks very much for joining me on 6PR today. And remember, Bulls and Bears is only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney. Thanks for listening to Bulls and Bears.
For more public company CEO interviews, go to the money page at 6pr.com.au and click the public companies tab.